Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's not surprising. Here they sit, second ranked 3-0. It's a team that doesn't beat themselves. Case in point, Gavin Yeski throwing two interceptions in the opener. He hasn't thrown one since, and better yet, South going into this 50th annual battle tomorrow night. Hosting rival North has not given away a fumble through its first three games of the year.
Joe, it's what we stress. You know, I told our kids after the game, really the last two games, I said the most important stat offensively for us is we didn't turn the football over. And when you play defense like we're capable of and you do a great job in special teams, you don't turn the football over, your chances of winning are pretty good.
Well, you wound up last year only playing the Cougars one time. You started quick and against them last year, man, jumped on them early.
We did, and I think that's important. We want to make sure that we come out early and we're quick and do the things that we need to do and, you know, set the tone early on.
Well, they're always going to be really sound. I think the thing that pops out on film is the play of their linebackers. Their two inside linebackers are about as good as you're going to see. So that's going to be a big key for us, making sure we get to the second level. Those guys will come downhill hard, and they're smart linebackers. They look like they're really prepared. They're going to make some plays. We just got to turn around, line up, and make the next one. They've got a good quick pass game. I think they're playing really a good scheme for a young quarterback. We just have to go on the attack. This game's always a good cure for a mid-season lull, because if you're not fired up for this one, there's probably something wrong with you. So, you know, our guys have had a real purpose to everything they're doing.
Well, that is Scott Bless, preceded by Mo Moriarty. Tomorrow night, Chalk Talk with both coaches at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Hey, don't forget, tonight being Thursday, NFL season opener, Steelers-Patriots pregame at 7:45. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the oldest is 52, the youngest 19. The 47th annual Walker Cup competition starts Saturday over at Royal Lytham St. Anne's Golf Club in Lancashire, England, with our own John Spider Miller serving as team captain himself, a Walker Cupper in 1999. And as he was telling me just recently, soon after he announced his 2015 squad, is there a better honor to have played and now coach for the red, white, and blue?
I can tell you that the ultimate achievement in amateur golf is to make the Walker Cup team. And to do that, the only other thing that rivals it is to win the U.S. Amateur. Only one person can win the U.S. Amateur each year, and we take 10 players on the Walker Cup team. So those players who do not win know they can still achieve the ultimate in amateur golf, and that's to play on the team. And so I can't be happier with the group we have this year. I'm not concerned. I know the kids. I've been around them a lot. I went to 13 tournaments. I was leaning toward pairing with my personality. That was what I planned to do. The other way is you can try and be analytical and match their game. I had a great talk with Dave Stock, who has been on a number of Ryder Cup teams, probably six or seven, who's been the captain. He was in total agreement, you pair by personality. I matched him as well as I could. You drive yourself crazy trying to determine whether a guy's game fits the other guy's game. You know, it's all personality.
That's Walker Cup captain Spider Miller, U.S. versus GB and I, Great Britain and Ireland, and we'll see a two-hour window on the final day, Sunday, 3 o'clock on ESPN2. Don't forget, tonight, Steelers-Patriots pregame at 7:45, first game of the year. I'm Joe Smith.